Hi, it's Kathy Forstie here at Folk Alliance International in Kansas City, Missouri for KC Cafe Radio. And we're doing what we're calling our hotel room sessions and having people that we really love on the station come by and play some songs for us and talk for a little bit. And two of those people that we've been playing on the station for quite a few years now are the Vogt Sisters. And they've got several albums out. And Maggie and Abigail, thank you for coming by and chatting with us.
Hello, thank you.
So is Folk Alliance your first time here, or have you been before?
Oh, yeah. This is the first time.
Yeah. Is it pretty overwhelming?
It's another world.
It's different, yeah. You've done quite a few showcases, right? I noticed you had a few.
We've done a few. We're going to do some this afternoon again, tonight.
Uh-huh. And how late have you been staying up playing?
Well, last night, I think we got in around 3.
Three.
But we don't want to repeat that.
Not used to the late nights.
No.
So have you been doing any jams or anything, or just mostly showcases?
We don't really jam. We're not very good at that.
Well, you don't know until you try, right? So you think you're going to come back to another one or at some point? Or?
Well, it's moving, right?
Yeah, it's going to Montreal next year. So.
Yeah. We'll see.
Probably not Montreal.
That's
a
long trip.
But they do like regionals, too. Have you ever done any of the regionals?
No.
The regionals are like, I think the farm one, the Midwestern one, I think is in Michigan next year. Mm-hmm. And then like our station always goes out to California, like we're going to California this year for the Far West conference. So yeah, those are fun too.
Ooh.
So yeah. So you guys have a new album out. You know, what's it called? It's going to be coming out in April, right?
Yeah.
And what's it called?
It's called Broken Ties. And we're in the middle of recording it now.
Where are you guys recording it at?
Kansas City.
Kansas City, yeah. With a gentleman named Kelly Wirtz.
He's great. Good. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
At his studio, I guess, or
mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good. So, can you do us a song from that album?
Yeah. Okay.
St. Joe just the other day, covered in a dusty shawl, looking for the place where my baby boy lay, his head on a rocky floor, his head on a rocky floor. Carrying a clipping of a borderline brawl, 7 young men are dead, soon will be 8, cause the hangman's noose gonna fall round Willie's head, Lord, fall round Willie's head. Sheriff too, found myself at the judge's door, begging for a word with my Willie boy before he takes the gallows floor, before he has to walk the floor. Corner of his iron cell, stony as a Flint Hill grave. Willie's burning holes through his darkest night, helling his life away, Lord, helling his life away, turning his face away, my Lord, turning his face away. Willie, my bad, and it's hard to tell why he's taking this wicked road. You can point a finger, I can pin the blame, but I guess I should have loved him more. Guess I should have loved him more. I guess I should have loved my Willie more. Oh, I should have loved my Willie more.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was
Thank
great.
You.
So how long have you guys been playing music? I know you're both, well, how old, I mean, maybe I shouldn't presume to ask you this, but how old are you guys?
I'm 21. I'm 21.
And I'm 26.
We've been playing about 5 years.
Uh-huh. So have you, what age did you start playing your instruments?
5 years, probably. I don't know, five or six?
Yeah. Not
so you really haven't been playing that long? Really?
Yeah, we haven't been playing very long.
And at what point did you, you're great. So
thank you.
It's amazing that it's only been that long. Because some people play their whole lives and don't get that good. So.
Oh, well, thanks.
So why did you choose the violin then?
It makes a sad sound. I like it.
You like the sound. And you play guitar and mandolin. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose those instruments?
I liked them.
Have you guys always liked like those Americana bluegrass style?
No. Actually, we didn't even know it existed for the first how many years of our lives. We grew up with, country music.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep. And you grew up in Kansas. What part of Kansas did you, or do you live in?
Southeast corner. It's a little town called Erie.
Mm-hmm. Population?
Maybe 2,000.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. And which one, both of you write, correct?
Mm-hmm. A little.
Yeah. Who's the main songwriter of the two of you?
Maggie.
What do you think you usually try to, what topics interest you to write about?
Well, I don't know. This CD, we kind of, we called it Broken Ties. We kind of gravitated toward loss. So, yeah, we like sad songs.
Mm-hmm. What kind of music did you listen to that inspires you to write?
Gillian Welch. Emmylou Harris. I really like the ones that she wrote.
What was Brandi Carlile?
I do like her songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So some pop stuff. So mostly
like
female songwriters, you think?
Not necessarily.
No.
Yep.
So what did you listen to as little kids? I mean, what you said of country music, was it like the new country
like
or was it
George,
like traditional
Strait.
Traditional stuff?
Well, yeah. Shania Twain.
She's more the new country. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever was on the radio, and we had a lot of country music stations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does your family play? Does anybody else in your family play?
Our great uncle does. Yes.
He plays like old mountain music.
Yeah. He's pretty cool.
Yeah. So what do you think, was it your parents said you should play an instrument? Learn something?
And yes. Actually, my mother and my father got a guitar for me for Christmas, and I actually thought it was a gun, but I was really disappointed, honestly, because they were going to make me take lessons, and I didn't want to, but it ended up being something I enjoyed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Great. That's awesome. Can you do us another song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're doing a song from the new CD?
Yeah.
Okay.
Johnny and me grew up on the sorry side of town. Two strays making trouble all around. He and I were young and crazy, not a care in the world. So much we didn't know. The door to avoid the rain and her clean floor. me how to wear a frown, but Johnny never could abide that side of me. He saw a smile no one else could see. Song, not close enough to touch, but always there. What will I do without the time we shared? I held all our memories like ornery babies do. Johnny, why'd you leave me? I would have followed you. Trouble ever frees your mind. I want you to know, Johnny, I'll be kind.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
The Vote Sisters, Maggie and Abigail. The new album will be out in April. It's called Broken Ties, correct?
Yep.
How would you say Broken Ties is different from the last album, Homeward? Because it's only been like a year since you released that one.
It's not so much about boys. Yeah. Not so lovey-dovey.
Yeah. is it more or less personal than the last one?
More.
It covers more. It covers more topics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little more family. Yeah. Stories like and the first song you did was called what, Mother and Sons or something?
Yeah, well, I don't know, we're getting older and we're seeing more, and
you're not so much into boys anymore, or?
That's not what I mean. Just,
there's more things that are of greater importance.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, thank you guys for coming by and chatting with us and playing a couple of tunes.
Thanks for letting us.
Yes, thank you.
Great finally hearing you live and seeing you live and meeting you. I talked to your mom for quite a while now, I think. So it's good seeing you in person.
Yeah, you too. Right.
The Vote Sisters, you play around Kansas City as well? Or
A bit.
Okay, yeah. You have any gigs coming up you want to promote?
We're going to be at Knuckleheads.
Awesome.
March 3rd.
Knuckleheads. Great. Have you ever played at Knuckleheads before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great venue.
It's a really cool,
yeah.
Cool place.
Fun.
Awesome. All right. So go check them out at Knuckleheads if you're here in the Kansas City area. All right. Thank you guys again.
Thank you.